Guns up for the warriors. All those late night.
Welcome back. Well, you might call this the ultimate weekend warrior event. The fifth anniversary of 26.2 with Donna is coming up this Sunday with a full half and marathon relay, all in Jacksonville Beach. More than 10,000 registered runners from across the country and around the world are coming to town to take part in this huge event to finish breast cancer. The founder of First Coast News anchor Donna Deegan is here again now with all of the details. And congratulations on the fifth anniversary of this event you created.
We're so excited. Well, we all created it, and that's what's so much fun. The city has really wrapped its arms around it. And the expo opens actually today at noon and goes through tomorrow at 6. And we actually have a 5K also, Melissa, for people who can't run or don't want to run the marathon, half marathon.
That would
relay.
Be me.
and that's on Saturday morning at 8:30, and that's there at the Prime Osborne. So there's really something for everybody to get involved. And the whole idea here really is to be part of the solution. You know, we send 70% of our dollars to research at the Mayo Clinic, benchtop research that's very difficult to fund, and then 30% goes to the Donna Foundation to meet the critical needs of underserved patients with breast cancer. So we have a wonderful goal that we tried to achieve, and people have really, really grabbed onto it, and we're very, very grateful for that.
Yeah, it's gotten bigger every year, and you're doing something new this year. It's an interesting documentary that you'll screen Friday night, tonight, at the Times Union Center. It's called There Is No Finish Line.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That is Nike's brand new documentary on the life of Joan Benoit Samuelson, who has been with us since year one and has been an enormous proponent of our marathon. She is the premier marathon runner in the country and was the first female winner of an Olympic marathon, and just has been a huge supporter of us. And so Nike agreed to let us have an exclusive screening of their new documentary. So that's Friday night tonight at the Performing Arts Center. Reservations are available by going to the expo today. You can't get those reservations at the Performing Arts Center. You have to go to the expo.
So come out to the Prime Osborne today. The fun run, the 5K, I should say, is tomorrow. And then the big event Sunday. People need to be aware of the traffic. They might be rerouted, but it's a big event. It's lots of fun. You'll be right there, front and center, running all the way to the end, I'm sure.
That's my goal every year, is to run all the way to the end. I want to mention really briefly that we also, as of yesterday, met the Dolores Weaver Challenge. She had challenged us if we could raise $100,000 more in pure fundraising dollars than we did the year before, she would match it with another 100, and we got there yesterday.
Excellent.
So we're awfully excited. I called her and said, get that check right in hand ready, baby.
That's great news. So it's not too late to get involved. It's this Sunday as Donna celebrates the fifth anniversary of 26.2 with Donna. Things will start bright and early in Jacksonville Beach this Sunday morning. Thousands of runners coming to town. Visit breastcancermarathon.com.
Actually, you can't register online anymore.
Oh, you can't.
Come on over to the expo and register in person at the Prime Osborne.
So come on out today to the Prime Osborne. You can meet Donna. You can get involved. It's going to be great.
And you can shop.
That's right. You'll have stuff to buy. You're even wearing a cool pullover now that looks great.
If you could see me, you would see that it's one of the lovely items that we have at the
expo. Yes, many lovely items. Many lovely giveaways. Thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for joining us. Have a great time.
Thank you, Melissa.
Much more still ahead, but first, do you heart WJCT? It's time to show the love.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.